Daily Devotions from the United Reformed Church for Wednesday, the 16th of October. Today's reading is Philippians chapter 2, verses 14 to 18. Do all things without murmuring and arguing, so that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God without blemish, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, in which you shine like stars in the world. It is by your holding fast to the word of life that I can boast on the day of Christ that I did not run in vain or labour in vain. But even as I am being poured out as a libation over the sacrifice and the offering of your faith, I am glad and rejoice with all of you. And in the same way, you also must be glad and rejoice with me. Reflection. What does anger feel like? Descriptions differ from internal chaos to frustration, and a feeling as though we have an internal volcano waiting to erupt. Sometimes we may feel we just have to have our say, regardless of taking anybody else's feelings into account. Getting things off our chest, we say to ourselves, is a healthy position to be in, and somehow we can feel better and lighter. We even justify to ourselves that Jesus got angry with the money changers. So if Jesus got angry, it's okay for me to get angry. There is a difference, though. Jesus' anger was fueled for passion for God's people, the injustice, suffering and oppression. Even Jesus' presence caused a stir in all the circles of society. 2,000 years later, Jesus still gently persuades, cares for, and compassionately guides people into action. In turn, they shine like stars within their community and culture as they acquire a righteous anger and seek change for the good. When we are serving, being an advocate for God's people, we do shine like stars, internally and externally. We may not be noticed or even feel it within ourselves, but we are pouring out our faith for others by our encouragement and supportive action to projects close to our hearts. We participate with God to enable the flourishing and growth of God's people. Is your light shining brightly, or is it clouded by complaints and arguing? Be a clear and radiant light shining out for God. Let's turn our frustrated anger to righteous anger. Let us pray. For the times we speak in haste and anger, forgive us. For the times we use our power to control others, forgive us. For the times we encourage individuals on their journey, bless us. For the times we stand up for what is right and just, bless us. For the times we shine like stars within your radiant light. Lord, make us your holy disciples that overflow with the gifts of your ever-dancing Spirit. Shalom. Today's devotion was written by the Reverend Ruth Dillon, Minister of Fleet URC and Beacon Hill Hindhead URC.